From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Iraqi forces continue offensive against Islamists in besieged Crete. Iraqi security forces pressed on Friday with their massive offensive to retake Crete, where fighters from the Islamic State group are besieged and have reportedly begun to lose ground. Baghdad officials continue to express confidence they will soon completely retake the city, which has strategic and symbolic value as the hometown of former Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein. As many as 30,000 Iraqi troops and Iranian-backed Shiite militia members have surrounded the city and have retaken several areas. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Egypt for an economic summit aimed at attracting more foreign investment to the politically troubled country. The three-day conference is being held amid heavy security in the Sinai Peninsula's Red Sea resort city of Sharm el-Sheikh. The region is home to an insurgency that has helped cripple the Egyptian economy. Sinai-based militants who claim allegiance to the Islamic State group have carried out a series of attacks since former President Mohamed Morsi was ousted in a coup in 2013. The U.S.-based group Human Rights Watch says travel restrictions imposed by the government of Ukraine are seriously delaying delivery of medical help to rebel-controlled areas in the eastern part of the country. HRW said in a statement Friday its conclusion was based on 10 days of telephone and in-person interviews with both medical workers and patients in eastern Ukraine. Human Rights Watch said restrictions have delayed deliveries of medications, causing shortages at clinics and hospitals in the east. This is VOA News. Swedish prosecutors are asking to question WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange in London on allegations of sexual misconduct. The prosecutor on the case also said Friday she wants to take a DNA sample from Assange, who is staying in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. Assange sought refuge in Ecuador's embassy in 2012 when British courts said he could be extradited to Sweden for allegations of sexual misconduct. The Australian former journalist fears Sweden would hand him over to the United States, where he would likely face trial for one of the largest leaks of classified material in American history. U.S. President Barack Obama has denounced the shooting of two police officers in racially charged Ferguson, Missouri, calling it a criminal act, and said the shooter or shooters need to be arrested. He spoke Thursday night on a U.S. television late-night program, saying there is no excuse for the shooting and it, quote, should not detract from the issue, end quote. The shooting came just hours after the city's police chief resigned in the wake of a Justice Department report accusing the department of racially biased policing. On Thursday, police hunted for the shooter but made no arrests, while dozens of people gathered for a prayer vigil near the site of the shooting, and protesters continued their practice of picketing the police station. North Korea fired seven short-range ground-to-air missiles into the sea Thursday, South Korean officials said. The South's Joint Chiefs of Staff released a short statement on Friday, saying the missiles were launched from North Korea's western coast late Thursday and landed in waters off the eastern coast. The JCS believes that North Korea leader Kim Jong-un attended the test firing, an official said, on condition of remaining anonymous. Pyongyang routinely tests launch missiles, rockets, and artillery to protest annual joint U.S.-South Korean military drills. One of the drills, Key Resolve, on up Friday, but another, Foal Eagle, is set to continue until April 24th. The Nigerian military says troops have freed the last area held by Boko Haram militants in northeastern Adamawa State. The military says on its Twitter feed that troops on Thursday cleared insurgents out of that area near the Nigerian-Cameroon border. There was no independent verification of the report. And the impoverished Pacific island of Vanuatu is bracing for a close brush with a Category 5 tropical cyclone, which is already causing flooding in a capital port area, officials said. It is packing winds of up to 200 kilometers per hour and heavy rain. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.